Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper dawn, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Got a good one for you today. Tommy emailed me, texted me, and hit me with a thought this morning that caused me to thinking a little bit deeper about it. Sent me a short text, but it was very pointed. It had a lot of meaning to me. So as I began to think about his text to me, I began to think in terms of how I could present it as a learned experience for all of us. And the text that Tommy sent me this morning said that a tree yields fruit seasonally, but even when it's not yielding, it's still a fruit tree. Don't get upset not producing. Your season is coming if you stay planted. Okay, one more time. A fruit tree yields seasonally, but even when it's not yielding, it's still a fruit tree. Don't get upset at not producing, because your season is coming if you stay planted. Okay, now that meant something to me this morning. And it caused me to start to thinking it through a little bit deeper in terms of what has happened in my life. Because what, here's the deal. The thing that I just learned recently was about seasons in your life, seasons. I was familiar with it all my life. My mother taught it to me. I've experienced it, but I didn't really get it until of late. The thing about the seasons in your life is when we start thinking about, when you hear people in church or you hear people say, "It's your season is coming. Boy, you in your season." You know what was messing me up a little bit, and it might be messing you up? I thought of seasons just like I did the seasons, winter, spring, summer, and fall. But I had it on the timeline just like seasons, quarterly, a year. So I looked at, boy, it's your season. Your season is coming. I looked at it as a short span of time. And then I was going to go back to the barrenness of winter. And then something might happen a little later on in the spring, and something pop through the ground and flowers show up. And then they might survive the summer, and it's good, and it's going good all summer long, and I'm guiding, I'm harvesting crops. Then the fall come and start fading. Then winter, I go back to suffering the barrenness of winter, like a crop. But here's what I learned. You cannot look at your season in life and the seasons that we go through with the same eye for seasons as you do with crops, because God's timeline is totally different. See, a season to God could be in a really extended period of time. It could be the duration of your life. That's what a season is in God's timeline. See, God is expansive, man. He's way bigger than the regular thing. So what may be a season to a farmer, a season for God could be 300 years, 50 years, 60 years, 80 years. You in now. So I had to learn that, because I was afraid that seasonally meant that this blessing would be for a short period of time. Then I go back. Then I here come another burst, and then I go back. And then I'll fire a few more nice shots, and I have a nice summer, you know. And then I start withering away, and here come winter again. First things first, that's not how it worked for me. And that's how I had to learn. So now let's talk about it with that in mind. See, what the text Tommy sent me meant a lot to me, because, see, everybody is a fruit tree. We are all a fruit tree. But here's the key, though. We are all different kinds of fruit trees. Uh-oh. See, that's the difference. And that's the other thing was tripping me out. See, I was looking at the other trees, trying to figure out why I wasn't giving and bearing the same fruit that they were bearing. Why wasn't I a billionaire? Why wasn't I a yacht owner? Why didn't I come up with the next great idea? Why wasn't I the next big producer? Why wasn't I the next big major star? Why wasn't I the one that came up with some earth-shattering idea and invention that would change the scope of the world and all this money would flow me? Why wasn't I? Because that ain't my fruit. That's not my tree. See? Everybody can't be Steve Jobs. Everybody can't be the little dude that invented Facebook. Everybody's not going to be the guy that comes up with the next invention that changes the world. You ain't the Wright brothers. You may not be the one to think of flight. But what is your fruit, though? See, your fruit is plenty. See, and what the text was saying is your fruit, you bear fruit seasonally. That means it's coming. Sometimes you're still sprouting. Well, when you're sprouting, you can't have fruit on you yet. What you tripping for? You just sprouted. You just came up through the dirt. You've been hustling and grinding. You just popped up through the dirt. Now you a young tree. You a bush. Even if you had fruit on it, your bark and your limbs ain't strong enough to hold the fruit. The size of the fruit would break your limbs if you get it too early. Oh, come on, man. Don't you understand this now? This is what this text meant to me. And so while I wanted fruit, I wasn't ready to hold the fruit. So you got to strengthen yourself. You got to get focused. You got to be who you're supposed to be. You got to try hard. God, the fruit season is coming for you, because everybody is a fruit tree and everybody going to bear fruit. But what you cannot do is think that, look, if you're a lemon tree, and your fruit that you bear is lemon. This is an analogy now. I'm talking about whatever your gift is. The fruit you bear is a lemon tree. But you look over there and you looking at the apple orchard and you going, man, but them apples is big and red. More people eat apples than eat lemons. You sell more apples than you do lemons. Oh, that's true. So now guess what you do? Now you uproot yourself. You take yourself up out of who you are and what you were born to do. You remove yourself from your gift. You take yourself all out of who you really are, going over there trying to be an apple tree when God made you the lemon tree. Now, guess what? Now you're all up out the soil. You ain't rooted no more. Can't no nutrients come up through your roots to even feed the lemons that he bore you to have. Now you over there trying to be an apple. Some of you ain't got no business. Well, ain't no room in the apple orchard for the lemon tree. Now you wondering why you can't get your roots down in there. Why they ain't accepting you. Now you're barren. Man, oh, woe is me. Lord, you don't never give me no fruit. It's because you keep moving. You keep taking yourself out of who you are. You keep removing yourself some from the soil that you was planted in. You keep taking yourself out your orchard. Stop trying to be an apple if you was born to be a lemon. What's wrong with lemons? I like lemonade. A lot of people I know like lemonade. Lemonade, if you stay focused with it, you might be the only one with the good lemons. Now everybody that need lemons got to come to you. Oh, man. But if you keep uprooting yourself, moving, you'll never bear the fruit that you was born to bear. Everybody is a fruit tree. But you got to stay planted, man. You got to stay nourished. You got to talk to your creator who made you and find out what fruit you're supposed to bear. And then in your season, it's coming. What fruit tree you know don't give off that fruit? Except a fruit tree who has not been fertilized, who has not been nurtured, who has been dug up and cast away. Then that fruit tree can't bring fruit. But we do it to ourselves. We looking all over it. Grapefruits is way bigger than lemons. I'm going to go be a grapefruit. I don't want to be no date tree. These little old dates. There's a big market for dates. There's a big market for figs. There's a huge market out there for cherries. See, stop looking at the apples and oranges. See, you see a whole lot more apples and oranges than you do anything else. Oh, look at all them grapes. Yeah, man, they make wine out of grapes. They do everything. I won't be a grape. You ain't a grape, man. You a cherry tree. Be the best cherry tree you can be. Let all that fruit come on your tree. Man, you ain't gonna have enough room on your branches for the cherries that he'll put on your tree. Everybody want a good cherry. Man, come on here now. Stay planted, folks. Quit moving around. Quit getting off your hustle before the victory come. Stop giving up, man. Right before you about to bear fruit. Now you pull up root and go somewhere else because it ain't happening quick enough. Man, your season is coming, but you got to stay planted. And you got to realize through contacting your creator what type of fruit tree you are. And quit looking at the other orchards trying to get over there and they got more fruit than you. That's not who you are. Stop trying to be something that you are not.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
18 minutes after the hour. Welcome to the ride, y'all. Steve Harvey Morning Show. Yeah, here we are.
Yeah, yeah.
Back in love. I get mixed emotions.
Come on, boy.
Thank God for the Oscars.
You still on that?
Come on, Oscars.
Run high.
Yeah, I need two things to happen now.
What? What's that?
I need somebody to mess up the election.
Mm-hmm.
And I need one famous black person to go visit the president.
Like who?
We get all this off me.
Who? It doesn't matter, like Samuel L. Anybody? Jackson or someone like that?
No, because you start with Sam. Sam going to cuss you out.
Well,
Sam going to, y'all going to be all types of MLs. Say something to Sam Jackson. I should have did like Sam. Sam will call you all types of MLs if you say something about him.
I like Sam. Man.
Nah, I'm sitting up listening to the first lady. You know, they go low, we go high. You know, all that old mess.
Yeah, which was great. That
was good.
Yeah. That's classy. Uh-huh. That's the classy. Uh-huh.
You did the right thing, man.
Yeah. Well, let's hope it work out.
Well, it's working.
I know, because right now, wrong show would have felt better.
You had good intentions. You had great intentions.
You did your thing.
Yeah. It's all good. Did this too shall pass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it ain't Shirley. No, about a year.
It'll take about a year.
Miss Universe speaking from experience.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, you didn't see any end in
they're
sight.
They're going to be in your back for a year.
Yeah. Well, you didn't see any end in sight. And now, look, thanks to Warren Beatty, it's all over.
Oh, yeah.
No, it ain't over y'all for me, but it's all right, though. I just need somebody else.
I can see y'all doing a movie together now. You and Warren Beatty.
This is big news,
I don't want to do no movie, dog. That's you, Tommy.
Nah, but you could do a good one. Both of y'all detectives with just bad information. All y'all information.
case, all the case.
You know, all the case can't ever get signed. Y'all ain't none of y'all information.
I think it'd be better if you get in the movie, Tommy. You the one need work.
Ooh, I need work.
Oh. Shots fired.
Oh, oh, my God. Get down.
What kind of shot is that?
I didn't mean that.
What I meant was, no, what I meant was.
You know
was,
what the hell you meant. You meant what your ass said.
For real,
you're going to wait till it's early in the morning and start. What?
No, I just saying you need a good movie under your belt. That's what I was saying.
Don't fix it up.
It didn't come out like that.
All right, well, whatever then.
Hey, my Raggedy, you know what Raggedy when you said it.
No, I was just trying. I was saying, like, you know, you need a good movie under your belt because you had a lot of.
Say it, Steve. Say it.
Is this your way of fixing this?
He's digging himself. Girl,
this how you want Tuesday to be? Say it.
No, dog. I mean, you know,
okay, just start all over. Take two. Yes, okay. Come on, just start it over.
Say it again, Tommy. You and Warren Beatty should do a movie. Say all that again.
Harsin.
Do over.
Yeah, come on.
What did you just say?
Tommy, come on.
It's heart specialist.
You been this? Well, that's a good one. Heart specialist, baggage.
We told you to do it again. Do over. Let's go.
I'm just trying to get these movies. You know, he was in.
Cause what, Steve? Why are you trying to get the movies? Though that was the point.
There we go.
Oh.
Because
Glory? No, it wasn't in Glory.
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 With Denzel.
He been in a lot of good.
The great Morgan Freeman. No, thank you.
Okay, hold on. Now, seriously, Shirley, what was the movie, Carla and Shirley? What was the movie Tommy been in?
Heart Specialist.
Oh, the one about his life? Insecure.
Insecure.
Insecure. There you go, bam. Yeah. Baggage Claim.
Yeah.
Insecure.
Think Like a Man.
Think Like a Man. Think
Man, one of the greatest lines in the movie.
Madea Blue.
And not a lot of people saw this one, Steve. It hasn't come to the big screen yet, but who can forget Papa Ray's money?
Papa Ray's money.
Who stole Papa Ray's money?
Who stole Papa Ray's money?
That's my
Nobody
favorite.
That's seen it could forget it.
Mm-mm, I saw it.
I didn't see it, Tommy. I
heard about
pregnant.
It.
He was pregnant at the time.
I was working for it.
You went blind? What?
Man, that was 6 years ago. Who stole Papa Ray's money was 6 years ago?
Tasha is nine.
Oh, 9 years ago. Yeah. Tasha's nine.
It was.
You have kept Papa Ray alive.
I love you so much, Steve Harvey. Oh, my God.
What?
But Steve, you coming out a decade.
Later.
Damn. Yeah, like I said, man, you need to just. You probably need to hook up with Warren.
Okay.
Man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but, you know, so many good things.
So how'd your day go yesterday, Steve, after all of this?
It was full. You know, spent a lot of meetings. Didn't get out of Vegas until late. All those meetings and then just getting in. It's early. You know, you got to fly back to Chicago, lose time, 3 hours and a half hours. Man.
Oh, yeah.
Just busy, man. Just trying to get it done, though. That's all. Can't complain.
Well, we know Denzel is your friend, and when you talk to him, please tell him that we all were supporting him to win that Best Actor award for Fences, for sure. I was mad.
Still kind of salty about that. Mm-hmm. I've been mad since Malcolm X, though.
Yeah, truth be told.
Let's keep
he deserved that one.
Yeah.
They owe him, too.
Mm-hmm. Malcolm X, he won it for Training Day and Glory, Best Supporting Actor for Glory. But for
Tommy,
Fences,
would you do the Oscars next year?
What you
When you say do the Oscars, explain.
I mean, go, present, host, be out for nomination.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Well, you're just giving it to me this morning, boy. Go ahead. Line it up.
What movie?
No, I'm just saying, if you were in a movie this year that got nominated and all that. I'm sorry.
Answer for him, yes.
He would go. Yes. That's all I'm asking, man.
Can I see you?
At least
I
know
you
would go.
Can I see you doing a commercial? Soon as we go to commercial. Can I have a word with you?
Do it now. You know we do all our stuff live.
Some of it can't be live.
Oh, you about to go there?
You got some cuss words?
Carla,
what can't?
Yes, sure. I'm about to
Papa Ray Money would lie.
But wait a minute. I'm about to make Carla a very happy woman right now.
What?
Very happy. Because when we come back from the break at 34 after the hour, Carla, it's Steve Something Funny. Coming up, it is the last day of Black History Month.
Thank you, Jesus.
So get ready for Steve's little known Black History Month facts. The last day for
Thank
it, Carla.
Shirley.
Yes. We'll be back. March. Yes.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Right after this song, man, I don't know if we're going to be, we're just, the last day of Black History Month is here. Little known Black History Moments. Man. Facts of the past.
Unknown.
All right, we back. Tommy, you got one for us, our last day.
I got one for you, doggy. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yes.
All right, I was looking for your character, man. You ain't bring that
You ain't
back.
Do no Rafus.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, hey, everybody, hear me. This is Rafus Jackson.
I hate this character.
I'm here the first, the very first Negro commentator on the planet. And now, in just closing, I want to thank y'all for having me this month. All the things I was able to articulate for people to understand and know where I was coming from.
Wow.
We're a wonderful organization called, from the originally was in London, called the BBC.
Mm. Familiar with them.
Are you really?
Yeah, British Broadcasting Company.
Excuse me?
Yeah, the television network.
That's not what it is.
What is it called, you say?
I think it's the British Broadcasting Company.
Oh, no, you got the wrong one. We was the Black Bastards.
Oh, my God!
God, dog. You went there, huh?
Have you lost your entire?
I'm gonna leave. Okay, I'm really getting out of here.
You know it. You know in your gut. You be doing. What is wrong with you?
We was the Black Bastards.
You know he wrong.
Oh man.
Anyway,
ignorant Negroes. Come on.
We were known as the
BBC.
We was known as the BBC. We can't tell you what that stood for, cause Carla get mad. So let's go with the little latest Black History Moment fact. Tommy?
I can't top that one, but yeah, okay, you ready?
Well, try. You better try.
September 23rd, 1969. Mm-hmm. All right? You with me? September 23rd, 1969. Lemuel Woodbine was playing at the George Washington Carver Park. Lemuel Woodbine having a good time at the park with his friends, playing basketball, playing tag, having a wonderful time. Lemuel looked up and realized that it was getting dark and it was time to head home, but they played another round of basketball and it got dark. All of a sudden, Lemuel broke out running home because he was late. The street lights had come on, and when Lemuel got home, his mama was waiting for him with a switch in the yard. Lemuel is the first person to get his ass whooped after the street lights came on. He should have been there 30 minutes prior, but the boy was late because that basketball got good. He is the first person got his ass toe up in the front yard for getting home late after the street lights came on. 1969, September 23rd. Augusta, Georgia, George Washington Carver Park. History was made.
Who knew?
All right.
Who'd have known?
Yep, sure is.
We gotta go.
Yeah, I done been there. Yeah. Lemuel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Take us back to our childhood, won't you?
Yeah.
Lemuel!
All right, coming up next, it's Run That Prank Back. What you got, okay. Nev?
Quirk husband.
What?
Quirk husband. Everybody got one.
No, we
Carla?
Don't.
No one's what? Even heard of that.
You ain't heard of work girl. You got a, you don't have no work wife.
You, what'd you say? You work with wives. What?
Your work wife.
Work wow. wife.
Yeah.
But twerk, is that similar to twerking? What?
It's work
we'll
wife.
Back.
Work.
We gotta go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Welcome back to the ride, y'all. Listen, Miss Ann is coming up with national news today.
Yeah.
Also, Tommy got to run that prank back. And then is the question of the day today, what are you giving up for Lent?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Somebody explain that to me, really.
Okay.
I thought Lent was just some stuff on your clothes and you had to get it.
No, that's L-I-N-T. We're talking about L-E-N-T. You know,
tomorrow.
It's the two lengths.
Yeah.
It's two lengths.
Oh,
jeez. Yeah.
Like beans. You talking like beans?
Huh? Lentil. Oh, no. Did he say lentil beans? Oh, God.
He did.
I'm leaving today. I think today might be my last day.
So is it like I lent you some money, Shirley?
Well, it's spelled the same.
Okay. Work hubs. Oh, I said it good. That right there, coming up.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Gary.
Who is this?
Hello?
Who is this?
Hey, this is Tony, man. I work with your wife, Pam.
Is she all right?
Oh yeah, she's fine. She's fine, man. I'm one of her coworkers, man. I wanted to reach out to you. You know, I've been working with her quite some time. I'm kind of like what they call a work husband, man. You may have heard her mention me before, Tony.
Wait. Back up, because I may be a little sleep. What did you say? A husband?
No, nothing like that, man.
There ain't but one husband here.
Okay, no, I got that. I'm a work husband. You know, like, you know, it'd be just something playful at the job, they'd be saying.
Playful at the work? What are you talking about?
Well, you know, just something, you know, playful they'd be saying. You know, when you hang around somebody a lot, they say he's a work husband or your work wife, you know, something like that. But nothing heavy at all, man.
Okay. All right. What's up, man? I mean, what's up?
Well, I was calling, man, trying to ask you, how long have you and Pam been married?
Wait, what's your name again?
My name is Tony.
Oh, okay. We've been married about 8 or 9 years. I mean, what's up?
How long do you, if you don't mind me asking, how much longer do you see y'all being married?
I kind of do mind you. Hold up. How'd you get this number again, man?
I got the number out of Pam's phone, man. I wanted to call you myself.
Whoa, back up. Out of my wife's phone?
Yeah.
Dog, I don't even ask. Hold on. Whoa. Why are you in my wife's phone, man?
No, dude. I mean, I just got it off a desk, man. I wanted to reach out to you, man, to kind of have like a private conversation with you. That's all.
Well, what? First of all, why are you in my wife's phone? You calling me, dude? I mean, this husband thing. It's really blowing me right
now.
It's just
a work husband, man. That's all it is.
What is a work husband? What are you doing with my wife?
You know, that's just like, I'll bring her some coffee and donuts to the job or, you know, get her some lunch and stuff, man, if she don't feel like going.
Wait, my wife don't even like donuts. And we got a new coffee machine just 2 weeks ago, so why are you bringing my wife food?
Hey, man, listen, I just called for this here. How long do you foresee y'all being married?
To death do us part. What the f*** you mean? How long we gonna be married? What's your name again? Tory?
Tony, man. Tony.
Tory, I don't give a damn. You asking me these? Hold on. Let me call my wife. Hold on.
Hold on. Hello? Gary.
Pam.
Gary.
Look, Pam, you better call me within 2 minutes. Right now, it's 10:38. You better call me by 10:40 or your black be sleeping outside.
Hello?
Now, Tory.
Hello?
Yes. Are you
but
still
why
there?
You do that? Why you call her, man? This won't be a conversation me and you having together.
No. Are you talking about you? You my wife's work husband. It ain't but one husband up in here. worth. She got my last name. And she don't keep it till death do us part. Now, I'm glad you called me on a Friday. I'm so glad because I got all weekend to think about the ass whooping I'm going to give you. Because this stop here now.
Hey, man, all I'm trying to figure out, how much longer do you think you want to be married to her?
This whooping going to be phenomenal. You better get right with Jesus on Sunday because I guarantee you're going to meet him Monday morning.
Hey, listen, all I'm trying to say,
early.
Man,
I'm taking my wife up there early, and I want to see your black
I'm just trying to adult. All I'm saying is if you didn't want to be married to her any longer, then maybe we could work something out. That's all I'm asking, man. I'm just trying to have a nice...
work out, partner. All we need to work out is be there Monday because I'm sure the hell going to be there bright and early Monday waiting for your work husband, my
okay, look, man, I'm not going
to
sit there
and go, work
I'm not trying, look, all I'm trying to do is have a deeper man-to-man conversation with you, man, all right?
You done called me talking about you bringing my wife donuts and coffee and all up in her phone? This ain't no decent conversation.
Hey, man, I'm her work husband, dog. Everybody, most people have a work husband or a work wife, man. That's known in the corporate world.
A work husband. You hear what I'm saying?
What?
A work husband and you. I'm going to be there Monday, 8 o'clock.
Hey, man, I'm not finna see and go back. Look, you know what? I'm finna just call Pam.
Oh, she's probably calling me back in about a minute and 15 seconds. We're gonna wait for her to call me back. Work husband, my from this on a Friday.
Okay, well, it was just a question, man. I'm just trying to see if you didn't want her, maybe we could work something out.
So if I find out if there's any truth to anything you're saying, it's gonna be a lay down night tonight.
Yeah, ain't nobody finna do nothing to my baby.
What? Did you just call my wife your baby?
No, I'm just saying.
Monday, Mr. Work Husband.
Hey, man, I'm not finna. I got one more thing I need to say to you, man.
No, you ain't got nothing to say to me. Monday.
I got something else I need to say to you. Are you listening?
You better talk to Jesus, because I'm going to be up there Monday at 8.
Okay, I got one more thing I need to say.
You ain't got nothing to say to me except Monday.
I do got one more thing to say to you.
Go ahead.
I said, is you listening?
I'm listening, Mr. Work Husband.
Well, guess what I want to tell you.
Tell me.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your brother, Eric.
Well, that Eric put you up to this.
He did.
Yeah, I'm so glad this is a joke. Because somebody was about to die. I'm a fishy Eric, so...
You all right, man?
Oh, man, that's a good one.
You all right?
Oh, I need a drink. Man.
Hey, I got one more thing I got to ask you, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Y'all crazy.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. All right, today is Mardi Gras. Tomorrow is Ash Wednesday.
Mardi Gras.
This is it. What do people plan to give up this year for Lent? Now, Lent is that period between Mardi Gras and then Easter. Okay, I think that's a 40-day period.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so they count it from Mardi Gras. I thought Lent was religious. It got something to do with Mardi Gras.
Lent is a religious observation. You know, in New Orleans, they party and everything, you know, and do everything for Mardi Gras. And then after Mardi Gras Day, then they go into Ash Wednesday and the Lenten season, you know.
But them two don't have nothing to do with each other.
Well, it's like
in New Orleans.
They plan
Mardi Gras up until Ash Wednesday.
Yes. And then it starts Lent and you give up something for Lent, you know, like you kind of like stop sinning, I guess. Or doing things that are sinful.
But you're sinning the whole time you're doing the Mardi Gras. Ain't you?
Yeah, but after Mardi Gras, it's over.
Well, you ought to be tired, buddy.
But Shirley, it's confusing to me.
Okay.
To give up Lent is to give up a sin?
Well, no. Okay, Okay, listen to this. You give up certain things, like that's how it was explained to us, being Christians and everything. You know, Catholics do it. It's a Catholic observation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you do something for Lent. So you try not to sin. Like, you know, people do things like give up TV, give up, sugar, you know, or something like that. But
red
you,
meat.
Yeah, things like that. But yeah,
but you give up things you want to do for self-improvement.
Not necessarily,
too.
But if you want to do that, you can. Yeah.
So what about us that's Baptist? What is we?
You're still Christian.
We ain't never did it.
Yeah, we did it. We did it growing up as kids. Uh-huh, we did it. I mean, I don't think it's as popular now with other religions besides Catholics, you know, besides Catholicism. But, yeah, we used to do it in our faith.
Right.
They don't necessarily tie it to religion, but they still observe the Lenten season. I probably will give up sugar, Steve, which is hard for me right now because I've been eating sugar. So that's what I want to give up, sugar. Oh, yeah, and potato chips.
Boy, you and them potato chips.
Yeah, so sugar and potato chips.
What would you give up, Big Dog?
Huh?
What would you give up if you had to do something like that?
What would I give up?
Mm-hmm.
For 40 days? Something that was hard to give up?
Yes. Self-improvement, something you would want to give up.
To get closer to God. A lot of people do it for that reason. You give it up, you get closer to God. People pray, they fast during that time.
Mm-hmm. Only thing I can think of that I could try to give up, maybe.
If you say what I think you're going to say.
You won't fail.
Yes. Don't even say it.
Horrible. Okay, Shirley, what was you thinking I was going to say?
Cussing.
Woo! Show up!
Don't even put yourself through that. Because it's for 40 days, Steve.
You can do it. You can do it.
Man, ain't no way I am.
See, right there.
That's day one, right there.
All right. How about this? 40 days for Lent. No profanity on the radio.
You can't do that anyway.
What? You couldn't do it for one day. One hour, I think, the last time you tried this. Don't do that. Do something that, you know.
He can't do profanity on the radio anyway. What was that?
Well, you know, like little words.
Want me to give you one, dog?
Like you that are permissible on the radio.
I'm going to give you one. You it'll be a struggle, but let's see if you can do it. Give up your plane for 40 days and go to the airport like regular people.
Already have been in the shop since.
But you get it.
Okay, so what do you like to, what's one of your favorite foods, Steve?
You could give up cigars for 40 days.
What?
Oh, yeah. Cigars.
He said, what?
Wait a minute, hold on.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Hey, Junior.
Huh?
What is your half sick ass in this for?
It's, you know, sacrifice.
You all over here helping Carl out, talking about some of them give up cigars for Lent. For what? Cigar, it ain't no sin.
It doesn't necessarily have to be that. It's just a sin. I mean, some people do that. You know, that's how we kind of did it growing up. But it doesn't have to be that. It could be, like I said, I'm going to give up something that I really, 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 really love. And that's potato chips. And sugar right now.
And you really, really love cigars.
Yeah, and you really, really love cigars.
Man, we ain't gonna do that for a day.
You can do it, though.
Mm-mm. Okay,
you
listen to
me. If it would help, if
I'm
it
not
help, you get
giving
closer to
up
God.
Cigars.
Okay, we'll give up sex for 40 days.
I'm finna smoke one now.
Your nerves got bad.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's here, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you very much. Okay, yeah, well, I'm Roman Catholic, so I'm giving up potato chips and jelly donuts. Those are my things. And
see
this
there,
is Andrew
Ann?
With the news. Yeah, I'm a potato chip lover.
We're Woo! Just alike.
Oh, isn't that terrible? Well, that's why we're wonderful. Okay, anyway, this is Andrew with the news, and good morning. Okay, President Trump is scheduled to deliver his first address to a joint session of the Congress tonight, and he's expected to lay out his budget priorities. Some things we already apparently know. The president reportedly wants to increase the military budget by about 10%, or $54 billion, while decreasing spending on domestic discretionary programs and on foreign aid by about the same amount. Good news is that the president is not touching entitlement programs like Medicare or Social Security. By the way, President Trump thinks he knows who's responsible for what he claims have been those information leaks from the White House.
I think that President Obama is behind it because his people are certainly behind it.
What?
And some of the leaks possibly come from that group. You know, some of the leaks, which are really very serious leaks because they're very bad in terms of national security. But I also understand that's politics. And in terms of him being behind things, that's politics. And it will probably continue.
Now, the president made no admission, and he didn't say he had proof of that. But anyway, he made that remark on Fox News. Jewish schools and community centers in places all over the country have been receiving anti-Semitic threats. Yesterday, sites like Florida, Pennsylvania, Alabama, Michigan, New Jersey, sites in those states had to be evacuated after receiving bomb threats. Luckily, they all turned out to be unfounded. However, several Jewish cemeteries have also been vandalized over the last 2 months. Sad news, actor Bill Paxton has died at age 61 because of complications due to cardiac surgery, according to his family. Bill Paxton perhaps best remembered for his portrayal of the small-town sheriff in the movie One False Move. In Tombstone, he plays the youngest brother, Wyatt Earp. Loved that movie. And in Titanic, he plays the head of that expedition searching for the blue diamond supposedly lost on the great ship when it sunk.
This is Brock Lovett. How can I help you?
This is
Calvert.
I was just wondering if you had found the heart of the ocean yet, Mr. Lovett.
All right, you have my attention, Rose. Can you tell us who the woman in the picture is?
Oh, yes. The woman in the picture is me.
Oh, I love that movie. And finally,
and the Oscar goes to,
according to a report, turns out that the man in charge of giving out those red nomination and award envelopes at the Oscars was busy tweeting out pictures of Hollywood stars instead of doing what he was supposed to be doing. Despite all the controversy at the end, the ratings were poor. You know, the most pre-show buzz was about the movie La La Land. And the Oscars drew an average of only 32.9 million viewers, which was the second lowest number in history. So didn't do that well, I guess. I guess if people knew what was going to happen at the end, they would have watched.
Now back to Stephen. Not giving it to Denzel.
There you go. There you go. And Hidden Figures. Thank you very much. Best picture, in my opinion. Anyway, back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Thank you, Miss Ann. Let's go to the phones. What are you giving up for Lent?
Tommy, what you giving up for Lent? Because I've come up with what I'm going to give up for Lent.
Red meat.
Oh, man.
Red meat.
Oh, that's big.
That's pretty big for me.
Uh-huh. That's big. What'd you say, Steve?
No, that's great. Yeah.
All right, so what are you giving up, sir?
For Lent, I'm going to give up spanking. Yeah.
Really?
Who are you spanking?
That's a good idea, Unc.
Is that a negative?
That ain't your
habit?
Business.
Oh.
But I'm going to cut that loose for 40 days. No spanking.
Okay.
Because I said on Soul Man, spankings ain't just for babies.
All right, coming up at 18 after the hour, the Butterfly will be in the building with his Butterfly blog.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
18 minutes after that, Eugene is next. Ain't no telling what he's going to do. Oh, we're going to find out what he's giving up for Lent.
Okay.
Oh, and then cool. I'll have a suggestion for him, too.
Good morning, everyone. Stephen, Tommy, Shirley, Carla, Keir, Jr. Good morning to everyone.
Morning, Butterfly.
Hey, morning, Butterfly. Good morning, good morning. Flap on, good
morning.
Flap on.
Hey, Eugene. What's up? What's up?
Just, you know, it's Tuesday. I had a blog with you all.
Eugene.
Yes, sir.
What are you giving up for Lent?
Oh, Steven. Two things that I know I'm going to miss. My man halters. I'm not going to wear those for 40 days. As well as my
they're called malters.
cheerleading sneakers. Man halters. It's a shirt. It's called man halter. But anyway, I'm not going to wear those, and I'm not going to wear my cheerleading sneakers.
They're called malters.
Those are the two things I really, really love. So it's clothing.
No.
Certain clothing.
Cheerleading.
Why don't you give up your friends for 40 days?
Why would I get rid of my friends?
I didn't say get
rid
of them.
And then who am I going to talk to? What am I going to do? Are you going to spend time with me? Are you going to spend time with me?
Oh, now there's a thought.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I'm not your friend. But what it does is a Lent gives you a time to improve yourself, according to what the ladies just told me.
Then maybe that'd be a good time for you and I to do, like, male bonding.
Well, you don't need no more male bonding.
my God.
That ain't what you need.
Steven, so, I'm just trying to find a way that maybe you and I... No.
See, I'm a different type of... I'm not like your friends, is what I'm saying, Eugene.
No, I don't understand what you mean. Be more clear.
I'm not like your friends. 48 minutes after the hour. Coming up at the top of the hour, it's time for the Strawberry Letter. No. They're not my type. I don't really care for your friends, is what I'm saying. Right now... Tommy,
but you're not going to be with my friends.
Tom,
you're going to be with me.
I mean, Tommy, who do you have? I don't like you. Your friends are too far. I promise you I didn't mean that. I said Tommy right away.
You've never even been around my friends.
You did. I you tried
apologize.
To fix
that's
it.
That's because they too. No, I did. As soon as I said it, I was
I got one for you. Okay, Lester.
And I don't hang around.
Okay. One of my all-time favorites.
Okay. Anyway, here's what I'm doing. I just want to let you guys know. My blog for today is stepping out into something that you've been really wanting to do. I'm getting ready to be on
stepping
a
out of what? Punk. What else you finna step out of?
Eugene, you're so serious today. I thought you'd be in New Orleans, yeah. Mardi Gras, and all that. Yeah.
How know, far girl, out you coming?
Stay in there. I'm trying to get on a... I want to get on a wrestling team. And that's what I'm gonna getting my body conditioned to be on a wrestling team. So it's just it's a new curriculum of mine. A new hobby I want to get into is wrestling.
Really?
Hard to be a wrestler with a high ass, though. Oh,
that's Tommy, not the butterfly.
He looked just like him. Have you seen the similarities between Tommy and Eugene? It's striking.
Put them side by side, yeah. You couldn't tell the difference.
Anyway, that's it for today. Thank you. It's too much. So 40 days.
What are you giving up?
No man halter and no cheerleading sneakers that I wear. Those are my two things thus far. I'll think about the friends.
How about no feathers?
Oh my God, no! I have to have feathers. I have to have feathers. It is a must.
Okay. Well, thank you, Butterfly.
Thank you so much, Shirley.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
34 after the hour. Here we are right after this. We're going to go to the phones. What are you giving up for Lent this year?
Call us, 877-29-STEVE. Let's go to the phone. Let's go to line one and talk to Michelle out of Pennsylvania.
Michelle?
Yes?
Darling, what are you giving up for Lent this year and why?
Well... I hadn't thought about it, Steve, but I'm going to give up working with this lawyer that I have who's trying to help me get my book published that I wrote, and this other publisher, who I don't think I need to name, did not publish. So my lawyer told me to put it on his letterhead and fax it to him and all this kind of stuff, and he didn't do it. So I'm just going to have to find a new publisher, so I'm giving my lawyer up for Lent.
Okay. Give up your lawyer for Lent.
Because, they see it's an old cliche to say lawyers are liars. I mean, I don't know if he's lying. I think he just has too much on his plate, and
yeah,
I need to
yeah,
jump.
That's all it is.
So, I need a publisher, and I can't wait for him, because I hired this one publisher, and they told me to send him some money. I sent him the money, and then she's going to call me back and tell me when you want your poetry book written. I sent her over 900 pages of a manuscript. What the, excuse me, would make her think that I'm trying to write a poetry book.
Yeah, don't nobody want a 900-page book, though. I can tell you that.
Right? Well, I know that. I mean, it needs to be edited and all that kind of stuff. But I need somebody to help me. Good
Lord, yeah. 900 pages.
What chapter are you on?
Let's go to line
that's
two.
That's damn near 5 years of reading for me.
Let's go to line two and talk to Kevin out of Ohio. 5 years. Kevin's on the line.
I don't know what the hell I'm reading this book for, but I probably ain't going to be it.
He said he ain't going to get through to 2022.
Oh, man. Whatever opportunity, if it's a self-help book, by the time I get there, hell, I'm going to need more help.
Oh, man. All right, let's go to line three and talk to Tammy out of California.
Tammy?
Good morning, everyone.
Hello, Tammy. Wonderful, darling. What are you giving up for Lent and why?
Well, I'm giving up two things. First thing is I'm giving up meat.
Okay.
And I'm also giving up hating on myself, being discouraging to myself.
Oh, that's lovely.
Okay, Tammy. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yes.
I like it.
You know something? I just got a text from my son who's going through a period where he just said he just woke up. He just needs to pray more because he's feeling so discouraged right now, like the things he's done are not paying off. And I had to remind him that it is paying off, but it is a trick of the devil to make you think that you're not accomplishing anything so you can get discouraged and stay in a discouraged place.
So true.
But in actuality, you are just fine. You're in a process. It's just the process takes a while. But since it takes a while, the devil's job is to come in one of those a while moments and deceive you with, it ain't happening, this ain't working, let's do something else, let's give up on this. Mm. Stay with it. Don't ever give up,
boy. Thank you. I appreciate your words every day, Steve. Thank you so much.
Thank you, darling. Keep on.
All right.
Thank you, Tammy.
You know what I'm going to give up?
What, Tommy?
I'm going to give up sex at my house.
Just that location.
yeah.
What?
I'm going to give up sex at my house. Well, go ahead.
Well, you're not going to give it up. So where else? I mean,
it just won't be at the house.
Girl, just let him talk.
All right.
Try to figure it out.
But do anybody care?
Not at all. I didn't think
just
I cared at all.
I'm amazed that he would just even say it aloud, I guess.
Yeah. Why are you still amazed?
I am sometimes, you know, even I can become amazed with him.
Stupidity is not really amazing, Shirley. It's startling.
Yeah, it's not, yeah.
It's overwhelming.
Not, yeah. All right, coming up next, more ignorance from the nephew. It just keeps coming on this show. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hello?
Yes, I'm trying to reach Lester Tucker.
This is Lester Tucker.
All right, Ms. Tucker, how you doing? This is Curtis Watkins, Soul Brother Number 9. I'm with the BP of A. And,
who?
The BP of A, Black People of America.
What the? Okay.
Well, listen, we're doing a survey today. We're calling a lot of white households, and we're trying to figure out, have y'all been using the N-word in your house? And if you have, how many times are you using the N-word on a daily basis in your house?
The N-word? What kind of survey is that? I don't use the N-word in my house. I got youngins. We don't do that around my house.
Have you been using the N-word at your job?
Oh, hell no. What kind of survey is this?
Oh, no, back the hell up. What did you just say? You got what at your job?
I got black. What the look, what business is this of yours if I use the N-word? I pay the rent in this trailer.
The organization.
I say the N-word if I want to say the N-word.
Hey, hold on. Wait a minute, brother. Now, look.
No, you wait a minute. You call me.
Hey, let me explain something to you, sir. All we're doing is a survey. Now, I will tell you this. We do have surveillances at your place, and we will be trying to figure out if you are...
Surveillance at my trailer?
We will be dictating... we will be trying to figure out if you're using the N-word.
Let me tell you something. If I won't say the N-word, I'll say the N-word. I don't want to say it. If I find some surveillance in my trailer, I will come and kick your Black People's Association the... You hear me? You know who you with?
You Lester Tucker, ain't you?
You got right, I'm Lester Tucker.
Why
you want to know how many times I say the N-word?
We're trying to get a survey on it, sir. That's what we're trying
survey
to...
Survey my... You just trying to start some...
I'm Curtis Watkins with Black People of America.
I don't give a who you are, Curtis Watkins.
Sir...
Why you calling my house?
Sir, I'm just here to ask you, have you been using it, and have you been using it at your job?
What did I tell you? I don't use it in my house because I got kids. I don't use it at the job because it got Black people that work for me.
Okay.
I don't want to run them off by calling them names.
Okay, well, when you go down to the club by yourself, are you guys in there using it? Now, come on now, be honest with me. Are you guys in there using it?
Man, let me tell you something. I don't know what the f*** about, but it sounds to me like you said, look, I got Black neighbors, all right? I ain't like that. I ain't like that.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. When it's just you and them good old boys, when it's just y'all, are you using that N-word?
Well, let me ask you this. When it's just you and your hoodlum little buddies, what the hell do you call white people? You use the word?
I have not used the word, sir.
Oh, why did you use I want to get, like I told you, I don't know who the hell you are.
Sir, I'm doing the survey here. You don't survey
my ass, all right? Why were white people of America? How about that? See, we can't have our own association. Oh, hell no. Calling me asking questions.
Okay, I just got one more thing to tell you. Are you familiar with Williams?
Yeah, he works for me.
Well, this nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by Williams. You all right, man? You got kind of riled up, man.
Well, man, you wait till I see that brother.
He told me. He said this white guy is gonna go off. He said, trust me, he does not use the N word, but just act like he's been using it, and he's gonna go to hell off.
You wait till I see that man today. That's some owes me money anyway. Hell, you wait till I see you.
All right, Lester, calm down. Hey, I got to ask you, man, what's the baddest radio show in the land?
Let me tell you, it's the Steve Harvey Morning Show, and you know how I know? Because them black guys that work for me have that playing every morning in my coffee truck.
Buckle up and hold on tight.
What am I doing today? I'm
strawberry
so
letter
today.
23.
Telling stories.
Well, you know, just not, people need to know these type of things.
Oh yeah, no, we do. All right, subject. Thank you, Tommy. Subject.
Always be open to new information.
Yeah, have an open mind. Yeah.
And then you know what they say?
What?
Free your mind.
Something that's it. That's all we
the
need.
Rest will follow.
That's all we need. We
free
get
your
it.
Mind.
Subject. Come on, girl. I can't do him.
All right, you ready? Get it together over there, Steve. Subject. My husband is verbally abusive. Hi, Steve. Hi, Shirley. My husband is verbally abusive. He gets upset with me and calls me names like butthole and trifling and says, I'm not a good wife and I can be replaced. He comes home from work on my day off and will call me upstairs to ask me what I did all day. What? I am a grown woman. We went to counseling about this, but it doesn't seem like it's getting better. He tells me to get out and takes his rings back just to call me back the next day to say he's sorry and he wants his marriage to work. We've only been married for a year and I've moved in with him. He also doesn't get along with my daughter and he complains that she doesn't speak to him. I told him he whines and nags like a woman. So I'm thinking about leaving. Do you think that would be wise? Or should I stay and try to work it out? Sincerely, a bruised wife. Who is this child you're married to? I'm surprised you've put up with it this long. I really am. Verbal abuse hurts, too. You just don't see the scars like you do with physical abuse. And it's only been a year with you guys. What happened to the honeymoon phase? This is too much. When you went to counseling, were you honest with them? Because it's clear that you guys really do need some kind of help and you didn't get it. Because I think that he doesn't think he needs anything. He probably doesn't think anything's wrong with him. He's the breadwinner. He's taking care of you. He can just tell you to give him the rings back. Why are you giving them back when he asks you? They're your rings. He gave them to you. This is seriously my fear, that the verbal abuse will turn into physical abuse at some point. You know, he's starting this after a year. That's very serious to me. I hope it's serious to you. And do you think that would be wise since you're thinking about leaving? Yes, I do think that's wise. And I say get out before it's too late. Steve? Yeah. Yeah.
Another one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think... So I'm thinking about leaving. Mm-hmm. Do you think that would be wise?
Wow.
What do you think? You think it's wise to stay? Shirley says something really smart here. What happened to the honeymoon phase? You ain't even been married a year, and this guy's verbally abusive. When did this start? Did you see any signs of this before you got married? It don't go this bad normally so fast, you know. You still in the planning stage. What kind of house? Where we gonna live? Do you want a car? You know, you still matching stuff up at this point.
I don't get, you know, lady, come on now. Don't let your self-esteem be so low that you don't see the good and the value in yourself and your daughter. And don't allow your daughter to sit through this and witness this and somehow fix it in her mind that this is the way a man should treat a woman. Because I got news for you. It's not. It's not. You know, just look.
Where is she taking it?
I don't. You're a grown woman. You said that he come home from work on my off day, will call me upstairs and ask me what I did all day. What? I'm a grown woman. We went to counseling, but it doesn't seem to be getting better. What y'all doing in the counseling? Where y'all going?
Yeah.
You know, some dudes you can't take to counseling.
Mm.
I got a partner whose wife has asked for counseling.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, okay, cool, take me down there. She canceled all of them. Because she already know this fool right here.
Yeah.
Going to get down there and going to be more than a notion when he get in front of that little psychiatrist. You know what he said?
What?
Wait till he say something against me.
Wow.
Okay.
Part two.
How is counseling going to work if he can't say nothing against you?
He's already on the defensive. All right, after the break at 18 after the hour, we'll have part two of Steve's response to today's strawberry letter.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve. My husband is verbally abusive after 1 year.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't get it. I don't know. You're going to counseling and it ain't working.
Mm-mm.
You're praying about it. He ain't changing. I mean, you know, well, what you want me to tell you? Stay there? Work out what?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it's probably is a little bit worse than you writing in your letter. You know, then he tells me to get out and takes his ring back. He puts you and the baby out?
Yeah.
I mean, this dude right here got it backwards. You know, just to call me back the next day and say he's sorry and he wants his marriage to work. We've only been married for a year, and I moved in with him. Okay, so it's his house. That's to put you out. But now right there, he's lost the basic concept of marriage anyway, of what's mine is yours and what's yours is mine.
The rings.
So now he putting you out his house. Yeah. See, this dude right here didn't really need to be married.
He's too immature.
He needed a housekeeper and an escort service.
Mm.
And then he could go and do it how he want to do it. You can put them out as soon as they get through. Plus, they want to leave anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, he should have did that. He also doesn't get along with my daughter, and he complains that she doesn't speak to him. That's because kids are smart.
Mm-hmm.
See, kids read through crap sometimes quicker than we.
Yes, they do. Because,
see, she has no emotional tie to this man. She has no vested interest. Well, I ain't got to make this marriage work. She ain't married. She just got this the results of y'all's decision. So the girl going, no, uh-uh. I don't speak because I can tell how you treating my mama. So that's his problem. I told him he whines and nags like a woman. Well, you know, how did you pick this man?
Yeah.
What was you picking? Are you sure he's all the man you think he is? Or
why don't
you need to get some things checked? Because Precious may be a little bit different.
Yeah, but.
And so, you know, look, any man that whines and nags like a woman, and a woman is telling that to a man, that's the direct opposite of what normally happens. So why are you dealing with that? I don't know. So I'm thinking about leaving. Do you think that would be wise?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you ain't done nothing else wise. Might as well try that. Because marrying him wasn't the best idea, seemed like. Or should I stay and try to work it out? The question is, does he want to work it out? Mm-hmm. You've already invited the boy to counseling. He don't.
Mm-mm.
Sincerely, a bruised wife. You know, what can I tell you? You know, I'm going to tell you right now, Steve Harvey, I'm out.
Yeah.
Why don't she?
Shirley Strawberry out.
Why don't she what?
Why don't she get to cussing him like he talking to her?
No. That ain't going to work.
Yeah.
Who wants to be in that mess right there?
All right. Today's Strawberry Letter is posted on SteveHarvey.com. You can tweet or Instagram me your thoughts at MyGirlShirley. Now, coming up after the break at 34 after the hour, Miss Ann will be here with today's headlines. Okay?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up next, we're going to go to the phones. 877-29-STEVE. What are you going to give up for Lent and why?
Hmm. Huh.
Days is the question.
All right, Lionel Richie. Boy, this is something. Lionel Richie's tour with Mariah Carey has been postponed until the summer. Lionel Richie,
in there too.
Yeah, they're calling it what? They're calling it the All the Hits tour. In a statement to E! News, Lionel blamed it on his slow recovery from recent knee surgery. I didn't even know he was having knee surgery, but anyway, that's the reason they're postponing it. When you have been performing for as long as I have, Lionel says, it takes a toll on your body. He says, I don't want to disappoint anyone, especially my fans, and I look forward to being back on stage so we can all be dancing on the ceiling together again. Lionel's rep says the tour will likely be rescheduled for this summer. And that's what I just told you Lionel just said. So there you go. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Get well soon. Mm-hmm.
Well, hell, yeah. Sit down and play that piano. I ain't finna mess my money up.
That's right.
Lionel don't dance that damn good no how. Just sit your ass down.
Start playing Zoom. I see. Let's go.
Easy like Sunday morning.
Funny that I just can't stand it. Sing. Nobody go to Lionel Richie concert to see him dance. Nobody. Nobody went to see Whitney to watch her dance.
You got that right.
No, they did not.
Girl could sing, boy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she could sing.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's here, the lovely Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning, everybody. Shirley Carla, Tommy Jr. Morning, this is Ann Tripp with the news. Good morning, everybody. Morning. Well, President Trump scheduled to deliver his first address to a joint session of the Congress tonight and expected to lay out his budget priorities. Reportedly prepared to up defense spending while cutting the same amount of money spent on domestic programs and foreign aid.
This defense spending increase will be offset and paid for by finding greater savings and efficiencies across the federal government. We're going to do more with less.
Meanwhile, Jewish synagogues, schools, community centers across the country reporting on being on the receiving end of a spike in anti-Semitic attacks and threats since last month. At least 13 states reported receiving bomb threats just yesterday. And of course, there have been a lot of vandalism issues against Jewish cemeteries in St. Louis and Philadelphia and some other places. Somebody hacked into John Legend's Twitter account Friday night and left a series of vulgar and political tweets. One threatens to stomp Donald Trump, referring to the president as a big Cheeto. Legend says, first of all, he would never threaten violence against the president, no matter, quote, how much I wish he would go away. He also says he would never call President Trump a Cheeto because he enjoys treat Cheetos. He likes them. And by the way, it's Black History Month. Time now for today's Black History Note. Note, there were many Black American inventors who saved lives, not just Black or white or American, but all over the world. One of these was Garrett A. Morgan. Garrett Morgan was born in 1877 and designed the first street corner traffic signal. He went on to patent the tricolor traffic light system. Among his other inventions was a safety helmet in 1912, which was the first gas mask. In fact, Morgan's helmet was later used by the Allied forces in World War I, and it became the prototype of the modern gas mask used by fire departments, miners, and rescue squads to this day. Its value was proven, though, in 1916 in Cleveland, Ohio, when a gas explosion in the waterworks tracked city workers in a tunnel 250 feet below Lake Erie. Morgan led a rescue crew, including his brother and several firemen, all wearing his breathing helmet. They rescued six unconscious men that day who would have died otherwise, with the 21 others whom they couldn't get to in time. The four white members of the crew were awarded medals by the city of Cleveland. However, Garrett Morgan's bravery and invention were never even mentioned. In fact, the city of Cleveland never recognized this Black American genius for his invention and its use to save lives. He's being recognized by us today as a person of note, a real Black history maker. Mr. Garrett A. Morgan. Back to Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yours sound better than ours. Yeah,
that's a Black History moment.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you. Thank you. We need more of those.
These are called little known.
Unknown. They unknown.
Okay.
Y'all don't get sensitive, Junior. Don't get.
Yeah.
Baby glad I ain't told y'all about Shirley, the fish fry of 1905. You baby glad I didn't get to that.
What happened?
The fish fry of 1905.
Yes.
Bet you Miss Ann don't know that one.
You get mad. You get mad, Junior.
Yeah, because she got touchy music and everything.
Yeah. It's a production.
Man.
All right, well, Shirley, hang tight. Your girl, Carla, Sister Odell is coming up. We'll be back at 48 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up next, guess who here, y'all?
Who that?
Who is it?
Who?
Sister Odell.
Yeah! Oh, okay. My girl!
Pull him out, boy. All right. Pull him out. You can do it.
Goodness gracious, good God Almighty. So long. So long that they has me on now. They don't call me like they used to. You know, they say when you get old that people tries to have a tendency to forget about you. And that's what's happening on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You're just trying to forget about me.
No, ma'am.
No, we love you.
I do.
I know this, Shirley.
No, ma'am. No. Sister Odell, no, don't do that. We've been getting along so well lately.
I know ever since you got married, we've been getting along, but this has been the longest I ain't been on this show, and I'm thinking it's you, Shirley.
Well, no, ma'am. Just for the record, it is not me.
Well, it seemed like it's you.
Well, it's not.
Because you can be a heifer heifer.
I just said it wasn't, Sister Odell.
Well, yeah, I just said you could be.
Well, I'm not. It wasn't me.
Okay. Well, you is to me, though. See, there you go right now.
Ladies,
I know it's you, heifer.
Lady.
Oh, it's her.
I was enjoying you being on the show, Sister Odell.
Oh, big-eyed heifer. I can't stand her. Truth be told, ever since she got that married, that Mexican, she started thinking she's somebody now because she's international.
He's black, just like you, Sister
What's
Odell.
His name?
You know his name. It's Ernesto.
Excuse me. Rest my case. Husband named Ernesto, trying to pass him off as a black.
Well, Sister Odell, in spite of what you think.
You ain't finna fool me. I seen the pictures.
In spite of what you think, Sister
Same
Odell.
Same hyphasm.
In spite of what you think, Sister Odell, we are very happy to have you back. Just say hello to everyone. So
hello, everyone. Hey, Cat and Cutty.
Morning, Sister Odell.
You got a newborn over there. What's he? He's a Filipino?
Baby Joe.
Yeah, Baby Joe.
What is he? Viet Cong. What is he?
What does that matter?
Well, I like to know who I'm talking to, because if I need to say
He's
something,
Asian.
I get people off me once I know what they eat. But you got to know how to get them off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I'm trying to get him to camera somewhere. I'm
off. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Come on well, now, Sister Odell.
Let
her go.
Go ahead. No. What is going on? What y'all want to talk about today?
All right. I'm glad you asked, Sister Odell. Did you hear about this woman who left behind a real sassy, let's say, obituary? It says, listen to this. Her name was Jean E. Oddie. Jean E. Oddie. She says, I was born, I lived, I died. I hate to admit it, but evidently I died. I guess after all these years, God finally figured out where to put me. I'm leaving behind a hell of a lot of stuff Casey and Melinda will have to get rid of. So if you're looking for random crap, you should wait for the appropriate amount of time and get in touch with them. After the funeral service, there will be an after party with White Castles, pizza, Krispy Kreme donuts, and booze. If you are sick, don't bother to come. I might be dead, but I still don't want your germs.
Wow.
So, Sister Odell, how do you want to be remembered? Well,
first of all, I want to talk to this woman that's going to put her obituary out there talking about she was born, she lived, and she died. Tell us something we don't know. Hell, you're dead. We're having your funeral.
Yes, ma'am.
So that wasn't heavy. You know, people always tries to be heavy, you know, like they're something special that they ain't. And that's all it is. Heifer just trying to be, you know, what they call it, what's another word for heavy? Tommy?
Prolific, profound.
That's it, Shirley. Profound. Did I just ask Tommy for a word?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
I'm so sorry. She was born, she lived, and she died. Then this heifer talking about she want to have at her funeral White Castle, crystals, and booze. She's a hillbilly.
What is, how do you know that by what?
It's what that is. Well, black people ain't gonna ask for white counseling crystals and liquor at their funeral.
At the repast.
That's a trailer park request. She tried to up it though. All she had to say was moonshine. That would have been a dead giveaway. What else is going on?
Well, how would you want to be remembered?
Well,
yeah, what kind of funeral you want?
You know, I want a small funeral, but it's gonna be huge. Because so many people's loves me. You know, I done opened so many churches across the country. When I leave this, girl, you ain't seen it. You ain't seen what they're going to lay out for me. I just told them that the one thing, only request I have of what I want to wear the dress I spent the most time in, I want my missionary uniform on.
Yes, ma'am.
I want white stockings with a hint of cinnamon in them. And I want my nurse's gear shoes on, and I want white gloves and a prayer cap.
Oh, okay.
And I do want red lipstick. I want whole red lipstick and earrings.
Sister Odell.
Because I don't wear lipstick because I'm a ministry and I don't wear the earrings. But when I leave here, I would like a nice shot of lipstick on just so I can know what it's like.
Don't repeat that, Tommy.
Why not?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
It's H-O dash red.
We're going to make sure you get it. We're going to make sure you get it.
Hoop earring. Big old hoop. Look like Doe Knocker. Look like tire racks. I want a big youngin'. I want my niece wears them all the time, and I love them earrings, but you can't wear them when you're doing missionary work, so I want to get buried. In whole red lipstick and high hanger earrings on. Don't knock.
Well,
the ones LL sang about.
Sister Odell, I hate to cut you off. I really, really do. But
here you is with the cutoff.
We're running
out
of time.
You didn't want me to come on. Now you want to cut me off. It's this heifer right here.
We're running out of time, and we do have to move on. But it was a pleasure you stopping by today, as always. And
whatever, Shirley.
Don't stay away so long, Sister Odell.
Can't stand your frog eyed.
Sister Odell, you didn't even speak to me the way you normally do. You didn't even speak to me the way you normally do.
Because I didn't have time because the hater. Hey, Carly.
We got
to
go.
I didn't have the time to speak to you, sweetie, because the hater. Sister Odell.
Sister Odell, we have to go. Thank you.
Insect killer.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, today is Mardi Gras. Tomorrow is Ash Wednesday. What do people plan to give up this year for Lent? According to an LA Times article, even if you're not Catholic, some people see Lent as resolution reboost. Pastor interviewed for the article said it's always good when humans look at their lifestyle choices and give up a negative habit. It's good for the heart and spirit. Call us and tell us what you're giving up for Lent, or what do you want to do to help improve yourself. 877-29-STEVE is the number.
I got one for you, Tommy.
What's that, dog?
You should give up stupidity.
What?
Yeah. Not just for 40 days.
You just confused him with that one.
What am I going to do at work?
We have callers waiting on the line.
What is I'm going to be sitting here doing if...
Man.
All right, line one. Let's go to Geraldine out of California. Well, Tommy.
Geraldine.
Thanks, Geraldine.
Good morning. Good morning. God bless you
all. Good morning, Geraldine. Geraldine, what you giving up for Lent and why?
I do the whole 40-day fast. I give up food, eating during Lent, because I think that's what a fast entails. And it allows you not only to, you know, you get, if there's some real spiritual benefits attached to learning how to take away that thing that flesh desires.
You gonna fast for 40 days.
I do it every year. I've been doing it since 96.
Hold on. How tall are you, Geraldine?
I'm 5'6".
How much you weigh?
I'm about 140. But during the year, I gain a few pounds, and when I do the fast, I take those pounds off. So instead of getting bigger and bigger and bigger and then wind up 300 pounds, that allows you to, you know, if you put on some extra weight during the year, at some point you got to stop. You got to stop, drop, and deal
so
with that.
So when you say fast, Geraldine, exactly what are you talking about, darling? You're going to not eat what?
I don't eat food during the 40 days. The first week especially is no food whatsoever. It's just water. Water, and I may drink teas with no sugar in it. And there's no food because your first week is where you get your spiritual instruction. That's where the body comes into, you know, subjection. You'll find, I can tell you this, your body only craves food for five. If you can go 3 days, you can go 40 days. Your body only gives you a problem about food for the first 3 days.
Why
do
I
want to
do that? What? Who want to go 40 days without eating, though? Why?
Yeah, but there's some spirit. Fasting is a spiritual exercise. You get to embark upon some spiritual things. When you don't have food in your body, after that third to fifth day, your brain becomes crystal clear, and you can hear from God like,
hell yeah, you're looking for food.
You're so right.
Happening. And see, people think that fasting is you want something from God, but when I fast, I literally get more instructions as far as my life, what directions I should be made, what moves I should be made. I get more from God than I do in terms of direction. It ain't really about, give me this, I want a house, I want a car. No. When you ain't consumed with what you're going to eat 3 times a day, now what you consume with, now your mind is only on God because you know you need God to make it through those 40 days. And God will. If you lean into God to make it, says feed on the word of God. And then, you know, it's just a discipline that is, I think it's a spiritual discipline that we all need to incorporate, because most of us, you know, we like to talk about people and drugs and alcohol. Most people are eating themselves to death because they don't know how to tell their body no. After a while, I tell people this all the time. If you've been eating certain foods since you was in your 20s, when we get in our 40s, 50s, if there's certain foods we should no longer be even eating anymore. Sugar.
You're right. I agree.
When do we stop calling diabetes sugar diabetes? We just call it diabetes. No, we used to call that thing sugar diabetes because that's too much sugar we putting in our system. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with you.
She's right. She's right about the spiritual thing, too.
That's a lot of days without eating, 40 days. If it can be done,
it can be done. Many people do it. It can be done. Ooh, thank you, Geraldine.
I'll be fine, boy.
Ooh, they're going to have to put some flavor in my water, though. God, though. Something.
I'm trying to figure out which day I could fast.
Okay. Not 40 days. One day.
Yeah, what day of the fast? I could make a run at this.
All right.
All right. Thank you, baby.
Thank you, Geraldine. Right. We come back from the break at 18 after the hour. Pastor Motown, Deacon Def Jam in the building.
Deacon Def Jam.
There he is.
In the building.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up next, Pastor Motown, Deacon Def Jam are here.
Yeah.
I am Remote Towns.
And I am Deacon Def Jam.
And together, me and he and me, us's.
That's right.
Is the leading constituencies for the JPJJ.
That's the Jack. Pot joint of Jerusalem. Ching, ching. Hallelujah.
Holla back. Where at the jackpot joint, we take a look into the future.
That's right.
We let us begin with horoscopes this morning. Let us begin with Pisces. Read.
Pisces says, avoid being alone for too many hours in a row today. You need human interaction.
Stop right there. Stop getting yourself put in solitary confinement.
Handcuff yourself to somebody.
Stay over there in Gen Pop, better known as general population.
Just be around people even that you don't even like.
Look up over the top of your cubicle every now and then. You ain't the only one in there.
Stand up and walk across all the cubicles.
Hell, look out the window. See the peoples?
Run up in your boss's office and say, I just can't be alone.
Hug your boss.
Hard, tight, and snug.
Make sure all your belongings is in a box.
Close the door and hug him tight.
Yeah.
Let it go somewhere.
Put a little chapstick on.
Breath fresh.
Get it right.
That's right.
With your boss.
Y'all swap Al toys back and forth.
Yes. Oh. All right now.
I'm fresh.
Pull your
fresh
boss in close. Cup his butt and pull him towards you.
Underneath that where that line is.
Better yet, cup hers and pull her towards you.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
Push up against the back of the office door.
You about to get a promotion.
You ain't got to worry about ever leaving now. You have secured your position.
Not right,
a raise right is just around the corner, and it's a raise in the office, too. Oh. We raise it. Well, man. Yeah. After the doors of this church is open.
And when we come back from the break at 34 after the hour, they going to have a back-to-back jam.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
34 minutes after the hour. We're back, everybody. Time for these back-to-back jams. Let's go, Kat. Right.
He's got somewhere to go. Is a pretty woman next to me?
All right, y'all. Hey, when we come back, we'll have time for just one more thing. Don't go away. We got a good one for you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
48 minutes after the hour, we are back. It's time for just one more thing. What we doing after this song, y'all? We talking about one more thing. What we doing?
Paid sex breaks for workers.
Hell yeah.
When y'all Mardi Gras stuff happen, Mark.
That's what I'm talking what about.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Just one more thing. A politician thinks it's a good idea, paid sex breaks for workers. Constant work yes and approximately zero play is not how humans were meant to spend their time. A quote-unquote paid break means people would be allowed to return home for 60 consecutive minutes to have sex. Council member in Northern Sweden proposed that last week. He referenced studies on the topic and said sex was healthy and expressed concern for those partners without ample time for the having of the sex, okay?
Yes.
The most logical time of the day for this act to occur is smack dab in the middle of working hours. Sweden is already ranked by National Geographic as one of the happiest spots on the planet. And, Steve, what do you think? You think paid sex breaks are a good idea? We know what the nephew thinks. Yes. And
you ain't got to pay me.
You do it
you
for free?
You gave me an hour off in the middle of the day.
With
I don't
no
know
pay.
If you call it. What do they call it?
It's called a paid sex break. Good idea?
I'd go to the house for free.
You do it for
you
free.
You don't have to pay me.
All right.
You
I believe
call
that's
it
a true
a,
answer.
A
I believe that.
Sex break, side deal. Jump off, you know, pity pat.
Just it's enough just by what it says. Paid sex break for workers.
There you go.
Yeah.
Pudding break.
It explains just what it is.
Because it's at lunch. A pudding break.
It's self-explanatory, Steve.
We don't need clarity.
Cookies
you
know, and
instead
cream.
Of kids, instead of kids having nap time, just call it for grown-ups, tap time.
Tap time,
yeah.
All right, man. Yeah, if we get some tap time.
All this is safe.
You telling right yourself that?
Cookie break.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
How about we could call it CNN? Cookie nookie now.
Are you enjoying
cookie
this
nookie
yourself
cookie
right
nookie
now?
Nookie
cookie nookie now.
Please.
Cookie nookie now. Cookie nookie now.
Or we can call it HLN. Just call it head. Headline me.
We will not.
It's official.
Hey.
Yes, it is.
Hey, man. Oh.
Well,
it's
time to get some Tadline news in here.
Yeah. Going on to the house for a little HLN.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
I'm with it. Why the girls it. Quiet?
I don't know why they quiet.
Lady.
Because do you know what it's like to work with 2-year-olds?
Y'all don't want no CD?
Do you know what it's like?
I need a daiquiri today. Girl.
Hurricane. Yeah.
Hurricane, girl, I need a daiquiri.
Well, y'all ready for it?
You thought of another one.
Come on, Unc.
Oh, I was going to say have a great weekend. You want one, Mo?
Oh, give me no. One. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I love
Yeah,
Mo.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, me and my big mouth.
You could just go on home for a little BET.
Come on, give
Come
me
a
break it down.
Well, I mean, it's quite obvious right there. Y'all don't want to take a stab at that?
I want to hear it. Go ahead.
I got
Black Entertainment Television?
No, the no. T's for something else.
Yeah.
I just want to hear the first two. I want to see that what that B and that E is for.
B is for booty.
Yeah.
E is for entertainment.
Yeah. Booty.
And T is for time. We got
booty
one out.
Time.
Go home for a little BET. Network. Network.
Oh, man. Okay. Booty have a good weekend. Time. Say something right here.
Yeah, we do. Y'all have a great weekend.
Thank you.
God loves you. So do I. His love is much greater. Because chances are, if you don't love me, I can't stand your funky behind either. So,
just say bye.
In a prayer? In a prayer?
Yes.
I didn't say that in a prayer.
Well, I ain't got no money. I ain't got those other guys.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.